Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast on Friday, 26th April, 2024. Thank you for downloading this, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Much appreciated. And let's talk a little bit more about matters north of the border in Scotland, because I'm sure you all saw the story yesterday when the Greens, the Green Party, withdrew their support for Humza Yousaf, because according to them, he resiled on very important things that matter to them, like the destruction, the absolute destruction of the Scottish economy and making sure kids can get the good puberty blockers. Basically, that's the Green position. So that tells you all you need to know about the Green Party, by the way, for whom, interestingly enough, although they were in this coalition with the SNP, they only got 32,000 votes in the whole of Scotland for themselves. There's the separate list system in Scotland, which actually gave them more. But as actual specific candidates, hardly anyone votes for them. And yet there they were in ministerial office. And now essentially they've pulled the plug on our Humza. But where I think it gets interesting is that the mathematics in this are that you have a situation now where the SNP have 63 members in the Holyrood Assembly, and the opposition have a total of 65. And one of those 65 is a lady called Ash Regan. Now, who was Ash Regan? Well, MSP Ash Regan, she was in the SNP. She was prominent in the SNP. She ran against Humza Yousaf during the leadership election that eventually he won, although I wonder what shenanigans were involved in making sure that he won it. But anyway, she left, and when she left the SNP, right, get this, Humza said that it's no great loss, right? She's no great loss. Okay, because she then joined Alex Salmond's ALBA's party. So she basically has left the SNP, gone to join up with Alex Salmond in the ALBA party. And now, irony of ironies, she is the person who holds essentially the absolute power to bring down Humza Yousaf, if not the SNP government. And so she's written anyway, like, get this, she's written a letter to him today. And this is what she said. Dear First Minister, the Boot House Agreement is over. Scotland deserves and demands a reset. I am open to talking to anyone across this chamber who will prioritise progress on what we were elected to deliver for our constituents and Scotland. Independence for Scotland, protecting the dignity, safety and rights of women and children, and providing a competent government for our people and businesses across Scotland remain my priorities. My door is open to discussing the progress of my proposed Scottish Parliament powers referendum bill. The opportunity to write a new chapter for Scotland is in our hands. So that's what she had to say. Oof. Because if you think that she's going to be somehow deciding to support Humza, I just don't think that is in any way possible. You notice she mentions protecting the dignity, safety and rights of women and children. Well, of course, under the SNP, under Sturgeon, and now under Yousaf, that dignity is being completely stripped away. The safety is being removed. And of course, we're being told that trans women are women, even when they're men. Yeah. And yes, they can have access to wherever they want, and don't be a bigot. So I don't see how that there can be a compromise made between her and Humza Yousaf, not least in the fact that she's a member of the ALBA party. So you'd have to say that, I mean, Alex Salmond's pretty much writing the script here as well. Do you think Alex Salmond wants to see Humza Yousaf continue in office? I don't think so. So I think what we're looking at in this one is, and I'm not sure when it'll happen, sometime in the next week or two, I think there will be a no confidence vote. And I think it likely that more than likely that he will lose that vote and he'll have to resign. Or he may choose not to, because these people, you know, as we've seen with Rishi Sunak, they cling to power like limpet to a rock, you know, so he may not. But I think probably if he loses a vote of confidence in the House, it'd be very hard to sustain himself. And that's the way to the door. It doesn't mean that there'd be fresh elections. It doesn't mean that that's the end of things. It just means that's the end of Humza Yousaf as leader of the SNP. And the one thing about him is that is noticeable. And it's this, that he has proven to be a catastrophic choice to replace Nicola Sturgeon. Now, look, I don't agree with very much that Nicola Sturgeon has ever said or done, but she was competent. Yeah, or at least superficially, she was competent. That's a better way of putting it. She was superficially competent. She always on top of a brief. She understood what was going on, and she could come up with all her little excuses, you know, for whatever was happening at point A and point B in time. Humza, it gives me the impression of being completely all over the place, not really clued in at all. He's like a guy, he can't believe he's got himself into this role. And he looks surprised almost at it. And then, of course, there's all the race hustling that goes on with him, all the grifting over Gaza and all of that there. And I think even above and beyond that, you know, on a personal level in life, I think if you try to get on with people and not make enemies, that's a good thing. In politics, it's pretty crucial because at some point you're going to need them. It strikes me that when he told Ash Regan that she was no great loss, he's going to find out that, ironically, he's no great loss. Thanks for listening.